Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Season 3 finale of the New York Irish Hour, brought to you by Tourism Ireland, the Irish Examiner USA, and Irish Music Magazine. I'm your host, Andy Cooney. Here's a brand new release from Louise Morrissey, along with Molly O'Connell and Aisling Rafferty. Just a fabulous recording. Go, Rosie, go!
Hey now, Rosie, where you going to? Dressed up in your cape and boots, running off to save the day with nothing in the world to lose. Heading to the top of the highest hill, there's not a cloud in sight. All systems set to go, believing with all your might. Bravest voice for all the world to hear, and maybe we just might forget there's such a thing as fear. Fly, Rosie, fly away wherever you want to go, and don't let the gravity pull you to the ground below. Remember how you feel right now. Don't ever let them tell you no, and don't let it slow you down. Go, Rosie, go. Oh, go, Rosie, go.
That's Louise Morrissey teaming up with two talented young ladies, Molly O'Connell and Aisling Rafferty, with Go Rosie Go. Here's another brand new release, getting huge airplay throughout Ireland. It's Nathan Carter with Dear Elizabeth.
Dear Elizabeth, I hope this letter finds you just the same as it leaves me. Dear Elizabeth, we had a storm in all the west gale at sea. Oh, dear Elizabeth, we sail at noon. I'll bring you a present back, dear Elizabeth. I'll see you soon. Goodbye for now, yours, Jack. My great-grandfather sailed the seas in a clipper as mate. He was born in Kearney Shields back in 1828. And he courted dear Elizabeth, who saved each letter from her bow. Now I've read each one, each verse or two, yet I feel a glow. Dear Elizabeth, I hope this letter finds you just the same as it leaves me. Dear Elizabeth, we had a storm in a west gale at sea. Oh, dear Elizabeth, we sail at noon and I'll bring you a present back. Dear Elizabeth, I'll see you soon. Goodbye for now. Here's Jack. His letters weren't the usual ones, full of I love you, my dear. No kisses, no forget-me-nots, but still one thing was clear. Oh, he loved her dearly in his way, as a sailor honest and rough. For the way he began each sentence to her was quite enough. Oh, dear Elizabeth, I hope this letter finds you just the same as it leaves me. Dear Elizabeth, we had a storm and on the west gale, let's see. Oh, dear Elizabeth, we sail at noon, I'll bring you a present back. Dear Elizabeth, I'll see you soon. Goodbye for now, yours, Jack. So now I sigh and shed a tear about the man so fine. I think that's what Elizabeth did each time she read a line. And she was sitting there at home as he sailed out to sea. They never knew his letters few could do the same for me. Oh, dear Elizabeth, I hope this letter finds you just the same as it leaves me. Dear Elizabeth, we had a storm and on the west gale, let's see. Oh, dear Elizabeth, we sail at noon, I'll bring you a present back. Dear Elizabeth, I'll see you soon. Goodbye for now, here's Jack. Dear Elizabeth, I hope this letter finds you just the same as it leaves me. Dear Elizabeth, we had a storm and northwest gale, let's see. Oh, dear Elizabeth, we sail at noon, I'll bring you a present back. Dear Elizabeth, I'll see you soon. Goodbye for now, yours, Jack.
Nathan Carter with Dear Elizabeth. This song was explained to me as a song that's been in Nathan's family for a few generations. Nathan sure has a way of putting his own stamp on it. Billy Morrissey, Mick Foster, and T.R. Dallas have come together as the Musketeers with a medley of songs you all know. Take it away, boys.
It's of a brave young highwayman, the story I will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many's the wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And this Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted, was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the mountain, as Willie he came down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And this Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, old Brennan, thought it was your Brennan on the moor.
As I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, I then produced my rapier. Then stand and deliver, for you are my bold deceiver.
Mush a ring a doo da da, back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore she never would deceive me, but the devil take that woman, 'cause she never can be easy.
Mush a ring a doo da da.
Thousand times. times I do. For we're going away from the holy ground and the girls we all love true. We will sail the salt seas over and we'll return for shore to see again the girls we love and the holy ground once more.
Fine girl,
you're the girl. And now the storm is over, and we are safe and well. We will go into a public house, and we'll sit and drink our fill. We will drink strong ale and porter, and make the rafters roar. And when our money is all spent, we will go to see once more.
Fine girl you are,
you're the girl I do adore, and still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more.
Fine girl you are.
Hello, we are the Murphys from the beautiful Ring of Kerry, Ireland.
You are listening to Andy Cooney
on the New York Irish Music Hour.
Enjoy the show.
She said, "See, I've got this dream." He said, "Go on and tell me what you mean." She said, "All of those city lights, they're beautiful and bright, but they're not meant for me." And as she told him of her dreams, he held her hand. He said, "In a year or two, we'll make a plan." And she could see it in her mind, leaving all of it behind with him, going home to those whitewashed walls and that garden green, the reddest roses that you've ever seen. There's an old oak tree with her name carved in the corner. The Atlantic light shines on the picket fence, on an Irish morning, and her heart makes sense once more in that house with the yellow door. In London town, down came the rain. He apologizes, he is late again. He says, "Will we just make a life somewhere together, you and me?" Now her tears are falling like that London rain. She gives back the ring and then she cries again. 'Cause there is never a right or wrong, only where a heart belongs, and hers needs her home. And those whitewashed walls and that garden green, the reddest rose that you've ever seen. There's an old oak tree with her name carved in the corner. The Atlantic light shines on the picket fence of an Irish morning, and her heart makes sense once more in that house with the
That's the Murphys with the title track of their new album, The House with the Yellow Door. I have a brand new single out this week in Ireland, and it's getting some radio play. My grandfather Andy Feehan used to love to sing this one. This is These Are My Mountains.
For fame and for fortune, I have wandered the earth, and now I've returned to the land of my birth. I brought back my treasures, but only to find they're less than the pleasures I first left behind. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen. The days of my childhood, I'll see them again. No land ever claimed me, though far did I roam. For these are my mountains, and I'm going home. The stream by the road sings at my passing by. The lark overhead wings a welcoming cry. The lock where the scarf lies is calling to me. That's where my heart lies, and it's there I must be. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen. The days of my childhood, I'll see them again. No land ever claimed me, though far did I roam. For these are my mountains, and I'm going home. Kind faces will meet me and welcome me in. And oh, how they'll greet me, I'm back home again. And at night round the fireside, old songs will be sung. And at last I'll be hearing my own mother tongue. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen. The days of my childhood, I'll see them again. No land ever claimed me, though far did I roam. Mountains, and I'm going home. For these are my mountains, and I'm going home.
Have you booked that trip to Ireland yet?
Press the green button and visit the island of Ireland. See ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Paddy McCarthy. I am the CEO of the Irish Examiner USA online newspaper. It's here you will find all the news of the day in Ireland and Irish America. This year, our digital content is expected to be in the hands of at least 100,000 Irish and Irish Americans each month. So, join us at www.irishexaminerusa.com and don't forget to check our digital edition of our paper that comes out every Wednesday afternoon. We also invite you to be part of our email community, Ireland and Irish America Come Together at the Irish Examiner USA. You will love it.
Hi, Andy Cooney here, and I invite you, one and all, on my 25th Cruise of Irish Stars. We'll be sailing from Fort Lauderdale on Saturday, February 3rd, 2024, to the Western Caribbean, returning on Saturday, February 10th. Join me and my great band, along with Ronan Tynan, the Screaming Orphans, the Druids, Tom Comerford, Dee Riley, the Byrne Brothers, the Diddley Idols, the Willie Lynch Band, the Catskills Kelly Band, and many more. Don't spend another winter freezing to death. Join me and over 1,000 Irish as we diddly our way through the sun-drenched ports of Cozumel and Costamaya, Mexico, Rotan, Honduras, and Belize. And wait for it, open bar all week long. Unlimited Wi-Fi and gratuities are included. Prices start at $11.39 per person. Call Travel Professionals right away at 845-651-4441 or go to cruiseofirishstars.com.
These boys can play. Give them a big hand. Come on.
Hi, this is Susan Gillespie.
And Gerard Corbett.
We are Susan and Gerard. And you're listening to Andy Cooney's New York Irish Hour podcast.
Here I go again, staring at the note you left me. I still can't believe you're gone, 'cause I know deep down you love me. It's with you where I belong. If you ever change your mind, I'll be right here waiting with the love you left behind. If you ever change your mind, you walk straight out the door. I pray you'll change your mind. If you ever change your mind, I'll be right here waiting with the love you left behind. If you ever change your mind, there will never be another, 'cause for me you're still the one. If you ever change your mind, I'll be right here waiting with the love you left behind. If you ever change your mind, if you ever change your mind, I'll be right here waiting with the love you left behind. If you ever change your mind, if you ever change.
Welcome back, everyone. That's Susan and Gerard kicking off part two of our season 3 finale of the New York Irish Hour. Susan and Gerard are from our New York Irish scene, and they managed to put out two fabulous releases this year. If you ever change your mind being one of them. I had a chance of having a chat with Susan and Gerard this week. Well, hello, Susan and Gerard, and welcome to the New York Irish Hour.
Well, hello, Andy Cooney. Nice to be here.
Well, you guys have had a lot going on the last 2 years in Irish music, and I've been playing you on my podcast, and I know you're getting lots of radio play in Ireland and getting awards and all this stuff, so I had to have you on the show, and you're both so welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andy. We appreciate it.
Of course, I have to start with, the sweetheart of Mayo here.
Of course.
The voice of Susan and Gerard. But listen, what year did you come to America?
1987.
1987? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah. And you came over, you settled in New York.
New Jersey first.
Oh, New Jersey first. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I first met you in Coney Island, wasn't it? At the Rockaway at the Irish Festival? Or something?
Very first time I ever saw you performing was at the Rockaway Irish Festival.
That was the first time. That was around when you came over, was it?
I think that would have been 88.
Now, when you first came over, were you doing music straight away, or were you?
I did it probably for about 6 months. I just did solo gigs playing my guitar, 2.5 chords.
Oh, okay.
I realized I needed to have some kind of backup, so I stopped for a while, and then I sang with John Egan. And
they were real popular back then, those guys.
Yeah, when he needed a female singer, I was on the bill with John Egan, and then did some guest stuff with Glenn Curtin, worked for Gertie Byrne, and then ended up getting a keyboard player, and then eventually bumped into Mr. Gerard Corbett. Yeah.
And Gerard, when did you start with your musical talents?
I started around 1981.
Oh, okay, about 81.
Yeah,
wow.
I go back a ways. I started out with a band called Bally Bay, and one of the first gigs we ever got was McMahon's in New Hyde Park. The guy that owned it, Tommy McMahon, he would always advertise us as the Monahan Band. The name of the band is Bally Bay. And he was like, when you play in my establishment, it's the Monahan Band.
Oh, because there you go. You know, my family is all from, my grandmother was from Latin, just outside of Castle Blaney.
Isn't there a song called Castle Blaney?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Well, you'll need to record it.
So you'll need to write it, I'll tell you.
So we were Bally Bay for like 3.5 years. And then we moved on from our keyboard player at the time. We were Trio.
Okay.
And then we became second generation.
Yes, and I think that's probably around the time that I met you.
Yes. We had crossed paths, but we never really officially met, I think, until I went into Katie Daly's. Do you remember that night?
Yeah.
You were doing a solo.
Oh, wow.
And I came in with my guitar, my accordion, and my harmonica.
Isn't that something?
And we jammed for like...
And that was a great spot in Massapequa, my hometown.
It was a good night that night. I came in with my brother and sister. And
wow.
Yeah, that was a good night.
It's a great old scene, the New York Irish scene, and which inspired this podcast. Let's dig into, of course, your big, big single that we opened up part two of the show with, If You Ever Change Your Mind. Tell us.
All right. Well, it was Jimmy Walsh who wrote the song. And Jimmy, he plays on the scene over here. But his big claim to fame was he wrote the song In Your Eyes for the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest, which won for Ireland. So it was probably about 20 years ago, Jimmy gave me the song. And then during COVID, we were doing live streams every week. And we decided to pull it out of the retirement because we hadn't done it in a while. And it started getting popular and people started requesting it. And then you yourself, Mr. Andy Cooney, you heard it and you suggested that it would be a good idea to record it. And out of the goodness of your heart, you brought us into the studio and was my singing coach and my producer. And
well, I had to have, you had to have the talent first, Sue, of which you had.
Well, thank you.
And I've got, of course, thousands of hours of recording experience and whatever. And I'm glad I was able to help in some way and give you some of the things that I've learned in the studio. And I'll tell you, you really knocked it out of the park. And of course, it was a hit record in Ireland for you.
Yes, it was. And we're still getting, every gig we do, we get requested to play it.
Wow.
We're just known for that song now. And I never get tired singing it because it's such a catchy, fun song to sing. And I love the style in which we recorded it, the ideas that you came up with. And it just opened up a whole bunch of doors
over in Ireland that we weren't even aware of.
Wow. Yeah. And you're on Sharp Music in Ireland. And of course, that's one of the big labels over there that handle Nathan Carter and Derek Ryan. And they're just wonderful people. They really get the music out to the radio stations. Yeah. And
it made number one on the iTunes Irish country charts.
There you go. Wow, that's pretty big, huh?
Yeah, and it was made number one on different, like a lot of the radio stations have weekly charts and they post them on Facebook and people can go on and vote. If you ever change your mind, made number one numerous times. Sweet Killala Bay went straight in at number one on Carlo FM.
Oh, well, they had the follow-up recording, of course. Mm-hmm. People were dying to hear it. Now you had written My Sweet Killala Bay.
Yes.
So tell me about your songwriting talents here. Is it something that an idea just came to you and then you wrote the song? Or have you always been dabbling in songwriting?
I started when I was a teenager dabbling, you know.
Well, listen, I want to thank both of you so much for coming on the New York Irish Hour, coming out to my home where I, in Massapequa,
your
Long Island,
home.
Where
very
I
nice.
Record my podcast and try to get as many out as I can in a year. And it's been a great journey for me, this podcast, and getting to know all the great, great artists in Irish America and in Ireland. And all the best, continued success to you both.
Oh, I did want to mention, though, that sure. I did just get back from Ireland because Susan and Gerard won an award with irishradio.org.
And also you received an award at the Coney Island Irish Festival,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, the Allohagan Community Champion Award.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Well, that's what happens when you've been in this business a lot of years. You start getting
you're
awards.
You're a champion, kid. You're a champion.
Does that mean you're getting old?
I don't know. I'm going through it myself.
Once you're wearing that sash at the parade, you know you're getting up there.
Yeah, and we're nominated in Holland for the Red Carpet Awards as well. We're in for three different categories.
Well, you see, Irish music is all over the world now. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the New York Irish Hour. What a great interview. And now we're going to play My Sweet Killala Bay.
I grew up never thinking I'd have to leave someday. And even in my dreaming, it seems so far away. Suddenly it came around and I had to leave my home. I never thought when as a child from Mayo I would roam. Oh Mayo, how I love you. I think of you each day. And the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killala Bay. In the spring we'd gather daffodils from the gentry's land. In the summer we'd go fishing, pick cockles off Barter Strand. On summer nights music played all through Killala Town. The jigs, the reels, the waltzes were danced into the ground. Oh Mayo, how I love you. And I think of you each day. And the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killala Bay. I never thought of leaving that life I knew so well. But all too soon the times have changed and I have to say farewell. And now I live in Boston. It's now become my home. But Killala still a part of me. No matter where I go, oh Mayo, how I love you, and I think of you each day, and the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killabay. Oh Mayo, how I love you, and I think of you each day, and the years that I spent growing up on sweet Killabay.
That's Susan Gillespie and Gerard Corbett on the New York Irish Hour. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Here's Sligo man Patrick Feeney with one of his singles from this year. This is The Island.
Summertime long years ago, I always will remember. Just the boy who didn't know that those days would never die. Oh, I recall the island girl. Her heart was still unbroken, and still I hear the piper. Well, you dance and return to the island of the young.
That's Patrick Feeney on the New York Irish Hour. It's now time for a Seamus pick. Seamus Balfe from Limerick, Ireland, now residing in the Irish Catskill Mountains in East Durham, New York, has picked some great tracks this season. I decided to play my favorite Seamus pick from this year, and it comes from a Scottish lassie, Siobhan Miller. Here she is with the Ramblin' Rover.
Oh, the sober men in plenty, drunkards barely 20, bitter men of over 90 who have never yet kissed a kettle. But give me a ramblin' rover, three hearty times it over, for all my country over, and together we'll face the world. I have roamed through all the nations, and the light of all creations, enjoyed a wee sensation when the company did me kind. But from parting was no pleasure, I've drunk another measure to the good friends that we treasure, for the officer in our minds. Oh, the sober men in plenty, drunkards barely 20, bitter men of over 90 who have never yet kissed the kettle. But give me a ramblin' rover, they aren't even dead over, we're all my country over, and together we'll face the world. Bitter men of mean enjoyment from merciless employment, that ambition resists deployment from the minute they left the school. The same as babe and ponder, while the rest will wear the squander, see the world and roam and wander, and they're happy yet as a rule. Oh, the sober men in plenty, drunk is barely 20, bitter men of over 90, you have never yet kissed the pedal. Me and I'm blind over, they aren't defended over, we'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. If you're Bentley arthritis, your bowels have got colitis, you've galloping bollockitis, and you're thinking it's time you died. You've been a man of action, all your lying made him traction. You may get some satisfaction thinking, Jesus, at least I tried. For sober men in plenty, their uncle's barely 20, neither man of over 90, you have never yet kissed the bell. Together we'll face the world.
Hello, friends. Andy Cooney here to tell you about my New Year's Eve celebration. It's all happening on December 31st at the Long Island Marriott Hotel in Uniondale, New York. For $289 a person, you get the room, open bar, comedian Mick Thomas, followed by Holy Mass. That's right, we'll go from Holy Hour right into Happy Hour. You'll enjoy a five-star dinner and dance your way into 2024 with my great band. Call the Long Island Marriott right away and ask for Elizabeth, Destiny, or Sharon at 516-229-5084. Hello, Andy Cooney here, and I invite you on my musical tour of Italy. We'll be traveling from the U.S. on June 3rd, 2024, and returning on June 13th. Join me as we'll sprinkle some shamrocks on the ancient city of Rome for 3 nights and Tuscany for 6 nights in 2 beautiful first-class hotels. From there, we'll visit Florence, the sublime birthplace of the Renaissance. We'll check out the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the city of Lucca and Siena, visit the wineries of Tuscany, and enjoy some of my Irish music back in our hotels. Our 11 days, 9 nights land package will cost only $29.99. Call Jet Vacations right away, toll free, at 855-JET-0999. That's 855-538-0999. Or go to jetvacations.com.
I have wandered out of sight
felt the call of city lights in countries far and wide, with strangers by my side. I was only passing through. Inside I always knew, anywhere, oh, anywhere is everywhere with you.
The sun won't always shine, there'll be clouds from time to time. We'll weather through the pain by dancing.
Just a state of mind, 'cause any place without your face is just a waste of time. So hold your hand in mine. True love is hard to find. Guard it as it grows, precious as a rose. May it always feel brand new, no matter where we travel to. 'Cause anywhere, oh, anywhere is everywhere with you. I'm everywhere with you.
Welcome back, everybody. That's Derek Ryan along with Emma Langford with a lovely recording from a couple of months ago. We had so many great recordings that came out this year. One of my favorites was Hank Weedell from Mallow County, Cork. Hank actually spent his early childhood years on Long Island, New York, before his parents moved back to Ireland. Here's a fresh take on the old Irish traditional tune, The Rakes of Mallow.
Once there was a town so sweet with chocolate milk and sugar beet. Majestically the dancing feet, hurrah, the Rakes of Mallow. Now I look around the town, I search for ghosts that can't be found. All the world is closing down. Where are the Rakes of Mallow? Bowing, belling, dancing, drinking, breaking windows, rising, sinking, ever breaking, never thinking, live the Rakes of Mallow. Spending faster than it comes, money doesn't walk, it runs. Bacchus' true begotten sons are the Rakes of Mallow. Living short but merry lives, going where the devil drives, having sweethearts, never wives, live the Rakes of Mallow.
If your life's a mess and you need to ease your stress, just put on your party dress and meet the gang at Mallow. Kaylee, bandits, bikers, malls, cutie pies and baby dolls, loads of room for one and all among the Rakes of Mallow. The next day you don't feel so hot, might have been the extra shot, they've seen worse or maybe not among the Rakes of Mallow. We'll be right back.
locks of mallow. Time to end this wayward life.
Take a husband,
take a wife. Live in rapture, live in strife, and forever dream of mallow.
You won't be a rolling stone. There I'll make you feel at home. Narrow roads will lead to Rome. Make your way to mallow. Still there is a town so sweet where my love and I did meet. Hand in hand down the street, we are the Rakes of Mallow.
That's Hank Weidel with the Rakes of Mallow. You know, that's legendary Donal Lunny on electric guitar. What a fun recording. Here's an artist I stumbled across on Spotify this year. He grew up in Bettystown, County Meath, and now lives in Tenerife, Spain, where he owns a pub called The Hole in the Wall. This is Fergal Flaherty with Rings and Rose.
In Dublin town, there lives a girl fairer than the flower I'm wearing, Rose Donahue. All fresh and new, and I love her past, all caring. And there she goes, my rings and rose, in God's garden there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town has seen none fairer. Sweet 17, my seamstress queen, she's no bigger than a thimble. Soft satin skin, street Arabs grin. Sure she makes the work look simple. And there she goes, my rings and rose, in God's garden there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and rose, Dublin town has seen none fairer. Three yards of lace I walk with grace, and a golden ring she's asking. The saving slow, ah, but still I know that our love is everlasting. And there she goes, my rings and rose, in God's garden goes, my rings and rose, Dublin town has seen none fairer. Dublin town has seen none fairer.
It's now time for a Cooney tune, but not from me, but another Cooney who sprang on the scene this year. It's Kieran Cooney with Tipping It Up to Nancy.
Oh, there's been a woman in our town, a woman you ought know well. She dearly loved her husband and another man twice as well. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tip for Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She went down to the chemist shop, some remedies to buy. Have you anything in your chemist shop to make me old man blind? With me right, Finnegan Erie, oh, me tip a Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tipping it up to Nancy. Before he has the last one sucked, he won't see you at all. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tip a Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tipping it up to Nancy. She gave him eggs and marrow bones and made him suck them all. Before he had the last one sucked, he couldn't see her at all. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, me tip Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. World I cannot see, here I cannot stay. I drown myself, come on, says she, and I'll show you the way. The wit of me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tip a Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tipping it up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brim. But slying up of Martin, it was him that shoved her in. The wit of me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, me tip Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She swam through the river, she swam through the brine. Oh, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tip a Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, tipping it up to Nancy. Oh, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. Shut up, I'll add to you, silly old fool. You know me, poor Martin's blind. With me right, Finnegan Erie, oh, tip Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. Is me own. I wish that each and every man would come and claim his own. Oh, with me right, Finnegan Erie, oh, me tip Finnegan Wall. With me right to Finnegan Erie, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy.
That's Kieran Cooney on the New York Irish Hour. I'd like to take this time to thank you for tuning into my New York Irish Hour. There were some great recordings in 2023. Well, that's all the time we have. You can follow the New York Irish Hour on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or wherever you stream your favorite podcast. Please visit our Facebook page. Type in NY Irish Music Hour. It's there we can connect, make requests, and have a bit of fun. Special thanks to our sponsors, Irish Music Magazine, IrishExamineruSA.com, and Tourism Ireland. Before you plan your trip to Ireland, visit ireland.com. I'm Andy Cooney, and thanks for tuning in to the New York Irish Hour.